My guest at this time is former Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman, who is now with the No Labels movement. Today, No Labels announced that six presidential candidates signed the No Labels pledge to pursue four major goals. The goals are to create 25 million jobs in 10 years, balance the budget by 2030, secure Medicare and Social Security for the next 75 years, and have the U.S. energy independent by the year 2024. And, Senator, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Greg, for having me on. Glad to be with you. Thanks for the opportunity.
We got five Republican candidates, Donald Trump, Ben Carson, Chris Christie, Rand Paul, and John Kasich, to sign on, right, as did Democrat Martin O'Malley. Why did No Labels pick these particular goals?
So we actually didn't pick them. We went through a bottom-up process where we did a lot of polling last year, and those four goals were the ones that were most broadly desired by the American people, not just high numbers of support, but across party lines. And so that's how they became our four goals. And the other part of this really is the process, which is we're asking the presidential candidates and over the next couple of months congressional candidates to make a promise, which is about as good as we can do at this point, that they will work together across party lines to get something done on the big goals that you mentioned, because that's the only way it's going to happen. There's got to be a kind of bipartisan compromise that hasn't happened much in Washington in recent years.
There are very different ways, of course, to achieve those goals. For example, on balancing the budget, some would go through tax cuts and regulatory reform in an attempt to spur growth. Others might want to increase taxes to have revenues get closer to our expenditures. Does No Labels have a preference on how these goals are achieved?
We don't, and that's, I think, where we believe we have a unique role to play. We're basically saying something that probably shouldn't have to be said, but when you look at how little the federal government has done in recent years, you got to say it, which is business organizations, state governments, a lot of mayors, they'll set goals. Families, they'll set goals, and then they'll figure out how to achieve as much of that goal as they possibly can, and that's what we're seeing in the case of the federal government as well. They got to set goals and then negotiate to achieve whatever they can, as much as they can of those goals. And again, it's only going to get done if both parties feel that they're getting something out of it, and to get something out of it, they've got to give something to the other side. So no labels this spring will present policy options and ideas, a lot of them, that might be used by the people who are elected, beginning with the next president, next year to achieve some of these goals. But we're not going to recommend. That's up to the people who are lucky enough to be elected and serve next year.
We're speaking with former Senator Joe Lieberman. And, Senator, you spent much of your time in the Senate focusing on national security. These goals, of course, focus mostly on domestic issues. What are you personally looking for in our next commander-in-chief?
Yeah, thanks for asking that question. Well, I'll tell you the truth. I mentioned that we polled last year, and these were the top four things that the American people wanted to see the government in Washington do. I bet if we polled today, one of the top four or five would be protect us, support our national security, and basically because of the threat of radical Islamist terrorism. And it's another word, we're going to add a fifth goal, which we're working on now, which will deal with national security and terrorism. You know, what I'm looking for personally in the next president is somebody who will try to, one, restore the old traditional notion that partisan politics in America ends at the water's edge. In other words, we can disagree on foreign policy and national security, but when we're facing a foreign challengers or even allies, we've got to pull together as Americans. And of course, I think in a dangerous world, which this is, there's no substitute for American strength and American leadership to protect American security.
Last topic. I know your time is short, Senator. You, of course, define the No Labels movement. You were a vice presidential nominee, Democratic presidential candidate, and then 4 years later you endorsed the Republican nominee. So when you look at the new poll from Gallup, only 29% identify as Democrats, only 26% as Republicans, meaning almost half see themselves as neither. You've got Trump leading the GOP race, And you've got Bernie Sanders doing way better than anyone expected initially against Hillary Clinton. So how do you sum up the frustration and discontent of Americans with business as usual?
These are numbers that politicians better read and listen to, because the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The American people are fed up with the political status quo, because they rightly believe that it's not uniting the country, but dividing the country. It's not solving our problems. It's making them worse. And therefore, they're turning to, they're pulling away from the two major parties. And within those parties, more and more of them are turning to what I'd call unconventional candidates. And we agree with what's underlying this. We're mad as hell, too, but we're trying to create pressure to disrupt the current system so that people get back to the days when people used to compromise. Reagan compromised with O'Neill, Clinton with Gingrich, and he got some big things done. We need to see that again.
Senator, I know you've got to run. Thank you very much for your time
today. Thanks, Greg. Good day.
Absolutely. Former Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman, now with the No Labels Movement. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.